pledge allegiance to the same. Dear Lord, we are thankful for the end of another election cycle. We're thankful that you got our county through that and our nation through that. We look forward to having a rest from that. But now we want to take care of some final business here and canvass this vote. We ask your blessing upon this meeting. In Christ's name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I welcome everyone. It is 9 o'clock. Today is the 17th of November, and we're here today to canvass the vote for our general election back last week on November 8th. At this time, I'll ask if there's any public comment. We don't have anybody to fill out a form, so I'm going to assume no, and I'm going to move on to item number 2, which is to hear from our election administrator regarding the vote count here. Christie, welcome. Keisha, welcome.
These are the totals that come out of the machine, and the card is what we put in on election night into the ERM that tallies those. And then we have return sheets that come from election day. These come from the polling places. We put how many voters they had on here, and then we go and check it with these to make sure the numbers match together. And then I've included a few reports that come off the ERM once we're finished. This is just a block style canvassing report that we include in that. And this is the same thing, it's just in a different format.
Printed out. All right, there it is.
the number.
Okay, so that's why you double count?
Yes.
Okay. What would be a good representation of the number of people that actually placed their votes early versus on election day?
For just the county?
Yes, ma'am.
I may have to run a different report for that, if I can. On this one right here, it's really...
Well, if I take that 13,000, and can you tell me how many city votes were cast?
Yes.
Thirty-eight of three?
Mm-hmm.
So if I take that from 13,309, that puts me at about 9,500.
That's about right.
How does that compare to the biggest vote we've had in prior years?
I've never worked one, but we've been close, but it would have been 4 years ago, the last time.
How close? I'm just curious how big this was over that.
The last election may have been 8,500 votes, the last time.
Do you have a breakdown on the number of votes cast during early vote in our two locations, just to help us determine what the secondary location for early vote?
Do you know what that was?
A good thing?
I don't have that broken down, but I really think it was worth it. They ended up having 900 ballots cast, and about 300 of those were city. So about 500 or 600 is how many voters they had come through.
Total during the early vote?
Yes, only at Trinity.
Say it again, 500?
They had about 500 or 600 voters come through, just Trinity by itself.
I would say that that's probably 10% of the early vote occurred in the second location.
Mm-hmm.
That seems kind of light to me.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm just thinking about those extra 600 people coming through our office. I think it helped tremendously. And being the first time that we did it, I think it was a good deal. And I think if we decided to do it again in the future, more people are going to know about it ahead of time, and I think it's going to work even better.
Would you, they were pretty far apart. We thought that was a positive thing. Would you consider a different location the next time?
I think we need to look at Trinity again, but a different location would not be out of the question. But I also think having distance between them helps, because the people that live on that end of town, or go to church on that end of town, or, just travel that end of town, they're going to be there, and they may not want to come all the way into town to vote. So, I mean, I'm not necessarily saying that we would have to use Trinity again, but...
Would you be in favor of all the manpower that we've spent to have a secondary location?
Yes.
Okay. How was the load on your building this time during early vote?
It was packed. I mean, we had quite a bit of voters coming in, plus we had our stuff that we had to put together, but we made it work.
Good. Well, I'll come back to some of those details. I mean, I would like to have another follow-up meeting like we had several months ago to discuss the strengths and weaknesses of this past election so that we can do everything we can do to improve. I'll get with you on that. I'll email you about that. And I'd like to provide a good number of people, especially our party chairs and their workers, and let's share constructive criticism amongst one another and find ways to make this better and make notes now so that we can remember all this stuff later. You want to go over these votes with us just as a formality, maybe those first few pages?
Ma'am?
But
I'd like to address something about that second location.
Okay. Can we do that at the end? I didn't have you as an additional speaker, but I'll certainly let you do that. Okay. Hold that thought for a second.
Sure.
New sheets right here?
Yeah.
Okay. Just kind of say what the votes all the way.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first aren't going to come about is your straight party. You vote a straight party ticket, not have to do anything else on the ballot. The Republican Party had 3,170 votes. The Democrat had 1,748. Libertarian had 67, and the Green Party had 24. President, Vice President, Donald Trump had 6,511. Hillary Clinton had 2,597. Gary Johnson had 191. Jill Stein had 44, and the write-in had 76. The U.S. Representative District 4, John Ratcliffe had 6,994, and Cody Womack had 1,117.
Let me ask you, so how do you register a write-in vote? Does somebody have to bring that to your attention?
On a federal case, they do it all with the state. And then the state contacts us and say, hey, you have a write-in. These are the official names of the write-ins. And they have to put, they can put whoever they want to on that line. But in order for it to count towards that write-in, it has to be that official name on that line. Railroad Commissioner Wayne Christian had 5,949. Grady Yarborough had 2,465. Mark Miller, 436, and Martina Salinas, 216. Justice Department Court Place 3, Deborah Lehrman had 6,076, Mike Westergren had 2,440, Kathy Glass, 305, and Rodolfo Rivera Munoz had 252. Justice Supreme Court Place 5, Paul Green, 6,205, Dory Contreras Garza, 2,503, Tom Oxford, 268, and Charles Waterbury, 66. Justice Supreme Court Place 9, Ava Guzman, 6,151, Savannah Robinson, 2,475, Don Fulton, 287, and Jim Chisholm, 129. Judge Court of Criminal Appeals Place 2, Mary Lou Keel, 5,990, Lawrence Larry Myers, 2,614, Mark Ash, 336, and Adam King Blackwell Raposa, 70. The Judge Court of Criminal Appeals Place 5, Scott Walker, 6,153, Betty Johnson, 2,495, William Brian Strange III, 191, and Judith Sanders Castro, 178. Judge Court of Criminal Appeals, Place 6, Michael Keysworth, 6,110, Robert Burns, 2,579, and Mark Bennett, 335. Member State Board of Education, District 9, Kevin Ellis, 6,064, Amanda Rudolph, 2,655, Anastasia Wilford, 272, State Senator District 1, Brian Hughes, 7,178, State Representative District 5, Cole Hefner, 7,189, Chief Justice 6th Court of Appeals, Josh Morris, 7,034, District Judge 76th Judicial District, Danny Woodson, 7,196, District Attorney, 76th Judicial District, Charles Craig Bailey, 7,073. County Attorney, John Mark Colburn, 7,220. Sheriff, Tim Ingram, 7,342. Tax Assessor Collector, Judy Cook, 7,387. County Commissioner, Precinct 1, Al Riddle, 1,836. County Commissioner, Precinct 3, Dana Appleby, 1,594. Constable Precinct 1, Chris Durant, 5,810. Constable Precinct 2, Ray Garrett, 1,237. And Bobby Joe Spearman had 828. And the road proposition 4 was 4,321, and against was 3,826.
Just on voting staff, what else do you need to formally present to us for what we talk about general election comments? Anything else?
I don't think so. I'd like to be one of the things that we do. But right now we're working on, we have to get everything packed up for the election. It has to go in boxes and we have to store it for 22 months. The ballots have to be stored in locked boxes, which we already have all that done. Once we finish with that, I have to go and report to the Secretary of State after the canvas is done. The final numbers, that doesn't take very long. Pretty much just getting everything cleaned up and sending people lists and requests is pretty much where we're at. So.
Well, I can ask you this, I hope we have some problems in Washington with the laptop or with something, is there that paper instead of?
Yes, her computer, we had kept her computer because we couldn't get it updated right, so we kept it at the office, but she did have paper.
Good, if we look into the future, and I would like to find new votes, and I would like some light and light to play on here.
Well, in the voting machines we're looking at keeping the paper ballots. We're not looking at. And that computer that they use, all it is a poll list. It's just a list of the people that are registered in Pike County. Right. And Tice County, that's the way most people in Tice County feel.
That's what we did 10, 12 years ago when we bought these machines. I like the fact that they are.
Right.
Even though you have patents, you've got them.
Yes.
What was the computer that went down and lost? What computer are you talking about?
Their whole list. Do you know the money we just spent to get them all to speak to each other? Okay.
Is that a laptop?
It's a laptop. It's not a full-size laptop. It's one of them little bitty free phones. The Acer, it's an EDP poll book, or a laptop, is what it is, netbook. And we were having some problems with it. It wasn't, because they're all getting pretty old, too. So we couldn't get the program to come up the way it was supposed to. And so we had called Seth, but of course, it's such a short notice, and he's got stuff he's got to do, too. So we couldn't, he never came over. And so we just had to keep that one in the office and not use it. And so she just, her list, instead of being on the computer, it was on paper.
And they wasn't that big of a problem, but it was still at that time.
Yes. It's a lot, it does take a little bit more time to look them up through that piece of paper than it does to look them up on my computer.
Just on that Tuesday, the total vote count out there was what, you have any idea?
I'm not sure, but Ford usually has a pretty good turnout. It's not one of the bigger boxes, but a couple hundred, yeah.
Christy, could you explain to me what the over and under vote is?
An overvote is going to be when they voted for too many candidates and it didn't count. They just marked that as an overvote and it didn't go towards any other candidate. An undervote is when they didn't vote at all. We have people that get blank ballot and put it in the machine blank. They don't want to vote anything. They just want to know that their name is out there, that they did put that ballot in there.
I thought it was a nice thing where they might have not voted for all the way through the ballot. Just pick one or two here.
And that's, and then the races where they didn't vote would have another vote because they didn't vote there.
Each office that did not get a vote is counted as an undervote. So if they went in there and just circled the presidential only and left all the others.
All those others would have an undervote.
If you just select a straight party.
Then it would pick. If you just select a straight party, it would pick everybody through that ballot that was for that party. And even straight party, you would have to still go to the back of the ballot and vote on the row system because it would not have, it wouldn't have been included in the party.
That could be an undervote.
That could be.
If you just voted straight party and didn't turn it over.
That's correct.
Do we need to replace all these laptops when we get voting equipment?
Seth told me the last election back in, in the primaries in March, that it was time. It was time that we needed to just get rid of them and start over. I don't, because there's so many vendors out there that have them, so I haven't been checking in to see which one would be the best one, but I can't do that.
It's not a specialty computer, just a
And that's what Seth said too. He said, you can just use those papers and buy a laptop. He said, you don't have to have something special. It can be just a regular computer. But they have, and then we just have to put that specific file on it to get the correct information on there.
I would imagine we could buy a bulk and get it for $300 a piece, if you said, would be my guess. And then you have Bill install the software, who installs the software on you?
They send it to us in an email, and we put it on a drive, and we do it ourselves.
Anything else before we get into a general discussion?
As far as the campus goes, no.
Guys, we got it all there for you. If you have questions about any of the vote, ask otherwise. Our motion is you can vote in the church and go to the general election and certify the results from the election. Motion is made by Commissioner Fields to canvass the return from the November 8, 2016 general election and certify the results of this election. Second by Commissioner Riddle. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much. Ms. Max, if you would, if you want, if you'll come up to the podium, we'll change your mind. I'd just like to be in comments for anybody here from the show to listen. You were going to bring up something about our early vote. You were an early promoter of that secondary early vote location.
Yes, I was indeed. The only thing is the location I was not really happy with because since being here in Tyson County, I had been informed that that area there was where the rich people live. And including Lord well-to-do. So how many people actually in that area in comparison to some of the other areas like South Jefferson or other would pull more voters into that polling place had it been set in a different place? Because the burden on the election office, as she mentioned, was still great. I feel like that when you look at that in comparison to the fact that there was the voting equipment falling in when the judges were returning their packages of supplies we had, there were locks broken on them. Actually, they couldn't even lock their bags up, and a lot of other things in addition to having the computers malfunction. And when you look at the expense that you're going to pay for that, would it be worth it to move it to an area where you only going to get 500 people actually coming in when you have 2,000 and et cetera coming into the main polling place? I call it the main polling place because from what I understand, that's been the polling place for many years here. But I'm looking at the fact that when you compare that with the equipment and the judges having to deal with the fact that they have broken equipment and what have you, would that money have been better spent getting that corrected rather than a second voting place where you're only going to have 500 some people coming there to vote? I was concerned about that because I felt like it would have been better had it been in a different location. Not that it was not necessary to have a second place, but it would have been better in a second location because I'm just looking at the dynamics of comparison of how many people in that particular vicinity were actually coming there to vote. I'm not saying that I know all of that, but I'm just taking in what I heard about the area and proximity to some of the other areas that it could have been placed. I would like to know what is the total number of registered voters here in Tyson County. When you look at that and how many did turn out, I don't really know how many. But I would like to know that.
There's over 16,000.
Okay, and how many of that 16,000 did show up to vote?
I have to get a calculator to figure it out.
Okay.
Well, see, about 9,500.
Okay.
We've established that. Well, the fact that we've had the largest turnout that we've ever had, I think, is a good indication that, you know, we had a pretty good turnout.
Okay.
Well, could we do something better? Well, that's what we want to discuss in the weeks ahead. And we're moving it to a different location now. It could. I'm not sure that I necessarily agree with your line of thinking that that's where the rich folks live, and that implies the rich folks don't get out and vote. But I think what we can do is have a better PR campaign well in advance of the next election and let people know, because that was a relatively short-term decision that we made to have that secondary location. I think once people get used to that and know that there's going to be a secondary vote location, as far as I'm concerned, I honestly do not care where it is. I really don't care. That happened to be, I thought, a well-chosen location for multiple reasons. It was on the northern half of the community. It had plenty of parking. It was one level. There was plenty of room. They had restrooms, coffee making. There was a lot of reasons why that was a good location. Now, looking back, it's always easy to say, well, why we should have gone somewhere else. And I'm certainly open, and I imagine anybody else is open to considering another location. We just need to promote it well in advance and then get that word out there, because I know people would rather vote in a place where they don't have to wait in line, and had they known, maybe they would have voted somewhere else.
Absolutely, but actually, I'm not saying that rich people don't vote, and there's nothing wrong with rich people. I'm just saying that in comparison to some other areas, how many people would you have gotten to come to a closer place within their particular location rather than in that location? Because of the number of people that would fit into that category, I would say.
I would say we're only speculating on the answer to that question.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
But I think that education would have been far more important than location. Because there's plenty of people that could have just as easily gone out there, but they choose to come to the place that they know best. If they don't know, they don't know.
Absolutely.
But do you still feel like a second early vote location is a good thing?
I do.
Okay.
I do, because I think it would alleviate some of the pressure that would be on the voting place here on Madison, having a second location. I'm just really concerned about where that location is for the betterment of the voters. That's just exactly what I'm saying back.
Okay. Anything else?
I think that's it. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, and I hope that you'll be there with us when we have this follow-up meeting to kind of go over suggestions. I know you have several suggestions, but all in all, Chrissy Peach, I want to thank you for maintaining the peace during this vote and coming up with a vote that I don't think anybody's even mentioned the word voter fraud or impropriety. I thought it went, all things considered, we're still at a relatively new location. We have a secondary vote availability for the early vote. We've got just a lot of things that are different than they have been for many years. Now, this kind of turnout, I think all went very well, but we want to continue to find ways to improve the process, find ways to improve the utilization of that building. Gosh, there's so many simple things that I think of. If we'd have had Judy Cook's vestibule open that night, it might have been good. And that's originally the way that building was designed, was to have both of those waiting areas in auto registration and tax collection to be open for some overflow room, and we didn't get full utilization out of that. So just little things like that, and having signage and having something in the paper and on the radio to let people know about early vote. What would you say was the average wait during the worst part of early voting? Any idea?
15 minutes.
That's the worst that it got. 15 minutes.
Yes. And now, of course, that's that. In Dallas, that's wonderful. I mean, if you go to Dallas,
people wait hours in other locations.
Yes.
Here, we want to walk in and never stop. We just
want
to check the box and keep on moving. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's really good.
That's true.
But you're right. You know, folks have folks expect a lot quicker. As far as using the two west entrances of that building and not having access through that old door that seemed to go away?
Yes, that worked out pretty good. We had some kind of concerns across the hall because it is their tax season, and they did have a lot of traffic too, because at one point in time, we had voters lined up down the hallway. But, yes, it was congestion in the hallway, but it was a lot better in the rooms, in our office. So I think if we can just handle the congestion for those 2 weeks, I think it worked out perfect.
Will you plan a meeting within the next 30 days and identify the people that you would like to come to that meeting where we can brainstorm again and make notes as to how we can improve? And also, within the next couple of months, I haven't been over there in that storage room in a long time, but it's about time to go through there and start throwing some stuff away.
And we've got everything gathered together that can go.
Is it time to bring a dumpster to the side of that building?
Well, it can't just be dumped, it has to be burned.
Okay, that type of stuff, I'm thinking about all the supplies and stuff.
No, well, and there's some of those too, but as far as the stuff that has to be...
Is it time to bring the shredder?
You think so? The only thing is, we was gonna do the shredder last time, but we have so much stuff, there's no way we could have gotten it all to where it needed to go. Plus, we have to keep an eye on it until it's actually been shredded or signed off. We have to have somebody sign off saying that they took election supplies, and it would make me feel more comfortable if I could see it being done.
What being done?
The shredding or the burning or Mr.
Do you mind? Well, I want to hear these comments about this burn pile. We're talking about the professional shredder that we come to town, why would you just sitting there loaded up? I mean, that's their job. They're professionals.
Yeah, but it's election stuff. I mean, I don't think it would be a problem. I don't think that, you know, anybody's going to say anything, but if it did, it would come back on me.
What is the most sensitive data that possibly exists in the world of elections?
Voter information, which is public record.
What voter information? There's no social security number for your name on the ballot.
On some of that stuff, there are social security number and there are driver's license numbers. But just the ballots that have to be destroyed. I mean, those can't be run around town, the ballots, you know.
But really, what sensitive data is on there? There's no name, there's no
yeah, there's no name on the ballot.
I'm just saying, relative to the other stuff that you bring the shredder up for, I mean, you've got felony information on, you know, criminals, you've got all kinds of stuff. I think you can rest assured if we bring a professional shredder in. I'm not sure I'd have a problem with them. You load up the trailer and take it to the burn pile. That's not my decision. Well, will you let me know when you think it's time? And we'll bring that shredder up there, parking on the side of that building, and we'll roll it up.
Any time would be good. I mean, we're ready whenever.
Literally, any time.
Literally, any time. This afternoon. I mean, we can do it any time. We can have
all. Is it all in the storage building, or some of it at your office?
No, it's all in the storage building, and we've got it right all stacked together right beside the door when you walk in. It's all ready to go.
This would be a good time because they moved all those white poles that were there alongside the building. You can pull right in, you can get up on the curb and load it up. Well, I'm going to have Carolyn find an appointment with them then.
Okay, sounds wonderful.
And I'll have her clear the date with you first.
Okay.
Nobody's there alone because of violence or anything else. We go in We just watched it. Shredders, fine, many good, but it's something I don't have to do.
Once we have, I like the idea of a shredder for the documents you're talking about, and that's a professional way to do that. After you get rid of those, would it be worth having Commissioner Fields bring a dump trailer up there for miscellaneous stuff? Do you have non-sensitive trash, old equipment, broken chairs, et cetera? It seems like I remember there's a bunch of that kind of stuff.
Yes, there are. There are a bunch. We do.
Well, before the end of the month, we're gonna have, I don't know about before the end of the month, within the next 2-3 weeks, we'll have a shredder up there.
Okay.
Let's get that done, and then coordinate with Commissioner Fields, bring this dump trailer and a couple of guys to take everything out of there that needs to be trashed.
Now, you've looked at our old, like, desks and stuff that's in there? Are you telling me that?
I'm telling you, I'll wait and make that decision. We'll go over that together. We're sure not gonna throw out anything that has use somewhere, but some of that broken furniture.
Yeah, that's bad.
Keeping that, and we've got to eliminate some of the clutter in that room to fully utilize that and get you guys better organized and free up some storage space for who knows what else.
Right.
Alright, anything else today?
Did you want me to address anything that was said Monday, or do you want to save it for our future meeting?
Why don't you save it for our meeting, and then you can come back, and I would like you to report to the Commissioner's Court, hey, these are the subjects that we talked about, here's what we're going to do about it going forward.
Okay.
Now, if there's anything you feel that you could tell us right now, go ahead.
It's not gonna change whether I tell you now or later, so.
Yeah, but, you know, the guys that are sitting up here, myself included, we're not real plugged into that process, a lot of it may not be as meaningful as it could be.
Well, my main concern is I want Ms. Baxter to understand, you know, it's like.
She'll be in that meeting.
Yes, so that's my main concern right there. I mean, and I don't think that y'all don't care, it's just that she's gonna know more about what I'm talking about, you know, so it's like, my main concern is the things that she addressed, and want to, you know, give her an explanation for that, or try to clear up any confusion as far as that goes. So, yes, we can, her and I can have a meeting, or we can save it for the next meeting here.
This is probably stupid, but, we're only on it 4 years, before we have another election that big, to talk about it, like, early voting or anything. I mean, that's, we're gonna have it the next 3 years.
That's true, but if we forget about some of these things, then we'll forget about it 4 years from now. If we can address these concerns and change our procedures and have notes for her to refer to 4 years from now, let's do it while it's fresh on our mind. Yeah, I'm hoping that even in 4 years, maybe it won't be as chaotic as this year was in the national election. But I don't know, that's what we thought 4 years ago. Okay. Anybody else?
Good. I'm going to let you know I got two big burning files. I'm starting to bring the burning permit. I had to have today, and it starts at 12, then you know anybody that don't have a place to go to eat Thanksgiving. Because we had 80 people there last year, we called them 150. We started doing this 5 or 6 years ago. I just think it's good for the community. You got people that don't have a family here, there's a third school or something like this, they got a place to go to eat. Starts at 12 o'clock, and you get through eating, you go. It's not anything. Just go in and socialize, eat a good Thanksgiving meal. We're just trying to people, there's a lot of people out there, you don't realize that they really don't have a place to go. In other congregations, you hear this, but I think it's good. So I'm gonna, I don't think there's anything wrong with putting this at the courthouse. But it is something that we've got for the past 7 or 8 years, it's just getting a little bigger all the time. And I know cities that are at the Northridge, I know they have a meal out there, so. Now, this is good fellowship, and this is Lambert, meeting night.
Thank you. All right, anyone make a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Thank you, Commissioner Hinton. Second by Commissioner Parker, all